You're listening to Cucamonga on Radio Inc. Coming back into
the sunshine. The Wanderer en His Shadow uit Blood Songs, de nieuwe van Nick Harper. Dat is de zoon van Roy Harper. Hij speelde trouwens al in 1983 op een plaat van zijn vader met Jimmy Page. In 1994 debuteerde hij solo en nu is hij aan zijn vijfde cd, Blood Songs dus. Hier bij Cucamonga hebben we even getwijfeld of we hem wel konden interviewen, want wat zong hij daarnet? I'm not on the left, I'm not on the right, I'm not in the middle, I'm right out of sight.
That was more sort of absolving myself and detaching myself from the world, you know, the political world. I don't mean necessarily party politics, but any sort of political world, and just focusing on important universal things. I'm just wandering around, you know. We elected what was nominally a left-wing government, or was supposed to be, and they've let us down, really. So that was one of the reasons why I turned away from all of that, because I just didn't want to think about it, really. There are more important things, and there are people you can trust more, and those are people you know and live with and love and like, you know. That's where you can make the change in society, because God knows that politicians aren't going to do it.
Tony Blair zal wel nooit een fan worden van Nick Harper, maar Glenn Tilbrook van Squeeze, die is dat wel. Nick Harper heeft zelfs nog anderhalf jaar in de live bezetting van Squeeze gespeeld en zijn tweede solo-cd, Smithereens, is geproduced door Tilbrook. Maar dat toeren met een band zag deze Harper toch niet zo zitten. Not enough freedom, en dus bleef hij solo.
It's great fun being in a gang, and you know, it's much more fun down the pub if there's five of you, rather than one of you. But I like to sort of improvise when I play live, which is, if you want to do that well with a band, you have to live with each other, really. I'm not sure I'd be that reliable, you know. I'd probably just go out on a limb somewhere and leave the gang stranded, you know. It's great having that freedom.
En zo kan Nick Harper zelf en alleen beslissen hoe zijn songs klinken. Warm dus en soulful en groovy. Want dat valt toch wel op. Zelfs de kalmere nummers van Blood Songs grooven lekker.
It's very important. I like to keep things, you know, grooving and moving. There's a little dance got to happen, you know, inside a song, I think. Got to keep pumping. It's the blood pumping around, you see. I want to create positive feelings and people to feel good about one another and treat each other nicely. Isn't that nice? I don't want to rip things down and tear them apart anymore. I'm not 17.
Nick Harper en Vampire Song. En die vampier steekt vooral live zijn tanden uit. Dan covert hij of citeert hij Led Zeppelin, Elvis Presley, Killing Joke, Gang of Four en The Prodigy. En het minste wat je daarvan kunt zeggen is dat dat zeer uiteenlopende artiesten zijn.
I'm inspired by all sorts of music. I don't recognize boundaries really, genres. I don't get into one area and leave everything else. I don't get too obsessive about anything, but I get influenced by a lot of things. And those are just references, really, for my fans. I'm doffing my cap to those influences. And it's important to let people know where you're coming from.
En de belangrijkste invloed is wellicht nog zijn vader, Roy Harper. Led Zeppelin eerde die met de songs Hats Off to Harper. Op zijn platen kreeg hij de steun van Jimmy Page, Keith Moon en Paul McCartney. En zelf was hij bij Pink Floyd te gast. Indrukwekkend allemaal. En de jonge Nick heeft natuurlijk zijn ogen goed de kost gegeven. En ook veel geleerd.
How not to do things, really. He's made some fantastic career moves, which I won't be making. For instance, he's going to have a song covered by David Bowie on his Pin-Ups album. Said he didn't like it, so it wasn't on the album. So that sort of career move I try not to make. On the positive side, I've seen him at close quarters in operation and sort of worked out how to communicate to people, really. That's the major thing. And that music's a wonderful gift, not to be taken lightly. Love is music.